number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I'm going steady, and I French kiss.
So everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
Yeah, Daddy.
Come on, squeal. Squeal.
Daddy. Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
It's the only thing that would have made Deliverance better. You had that line in there.
Who's your daddy?
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Daddy. Daddy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Simply put, the only way to hear Don Geronimo and Michael Mara is to listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Sometimes our bumpers just make too much sense, and this makes me think of Jack Black in the movie with John Cusack called High Fidelity.
Oh, good movie.
Yeah. Comes in the store and says, this is my mixtape I made for Monday, but you're in a bad mood. And then he says, Cosby Swatter. Cosby Swatter.
And you know, the only thing I was thinking about when you played that tape from Deliverance was the fact that that probably kept a lot of people out of prison. Mm-hmm. Because that movie was really the definitive movie for that particular act for about 15 years.
He's a fag.
Mm-hmm. Painted in a bad light.
And Ned, didn't it mess up the actor? Is it Ned Beatty or Ned Beatty?
Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty, didn't it screw him up? Yeah. I mean, he literally had to go to therapy because of that, because he was pigeonholed as no other,
so to speak,
as the guy that did that scene.
When he was Otis in Superman, which is, as far as I can remember, was the next big movie. I'm sure there were others, but the first one I remember seeing him after Deliverance.
And he played kind of a silly tarred guy.
Or was it before?
I think he was, I think he was in Network. He played the...
I don't even remember. I'm saying from my frame of reference, it was, okay, Deliverance, then it was like, I never want to see that guy again. And then all of a sudden he's in Superman.
And that's really how society has changed, I mean, with the movies we see, because when you saw that movie, that's all you could think about when you saw that guy for years afterwards. And I saw him on a talk show. He was interviewed and said that really, not only did it mess him up career-wise, which it did, but it messed him up because people, you know, he'd be in the grocery store.
Poster boy, right? Hey, come on, squeal.
I'm glad they cut the scene that was like that out of Superman.
Thank you. Now...
Jesus. I mean, that horrible scene with Gene Hackman and Christopher Reeve.
Don't cry, Daddy.
We're going to try to give away some stuff to some lucky gal listening to the show where we call her Daddy. It's Father's Day. You know, Father's Day was last week. It's just how we work on the show. We're a little behind the clock. So let's see if we can get a gal to play a game. Mike, do you like the name Jessica? Do you like the name Sheila?
I like Sheila.
Wendy?
I like Sheila because that's what they call women in Australia.
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, guys.
Hi there, honey. Where are you calling from?
Mechanicsville.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for listening. Let me see your dad. Your dad's name is Joe?
You got it.
Beautiful. Rob, in the interest of time, why don't you call the dad right now?
You got it.
And we'll see if he's even there. Mm-hmm. And this is the Father's Day, after Father's Day edition of It's All Relative.
Right.
We'll ask your dad three simple questions. If he answers them all correctly, you win all that stuff we just gave that we mentioned and $100.
Very exciting.
So here's the first question. Oh, first off, not the first question. How old are you?
27.
Perfect. 27. You married?
Yes.
You are married. Got any kids?
I have a 2-year-old boy.
Oh, a grandson. Very good.
What is your current bra size?
38C.
Whoa.
I reserve the right to change that, but right now that would be my opening question.
Right. Oh, he's not there?
No, he's not there.
Oh, dear.
No, we'll have to move on, Sheila. Your dad's not there.
Bye, honey.
Don't cry, Daddy.
Let's try Wendy. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Wendy is Juicy Burgers.
Hi.
Wendy's dad is named Cliff, right?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing there, Wendy?
Great, how are you?
Let's see. Wendy, how old are you, Wendy?
38.
Oh, wow. Right. And married gal?
Divorced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got any kids? Got any kids?
Three.
All right, wonderful.
Got a regular guy in your life right now?
Sort of.
Sort of, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does your dad know about him?
Yeah.
Very good. Did dad like him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see the
Rob.
The first question I would have for your dad is, What is the first name of the boy who first deflowered you?
Michael.
Michael.
Yes.
Thank you. Any I've done that so many times. No. No.
You know sorry, honey, your dad's not there.
No. What a shame. No Sheila dad, no Wendy dad.
Let's go to Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Yes, hello.
Hi there, Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Where are you from, honey?
I'm from outside Philly. I live in Towson.
Hey, thank you, honey.
How old are you, Jessica?
I'm 27.
27, another 27-year-old.
Married, single?
Single.
Single.
I like. I sure like that question you had. You asked Wendy.
Well, you can steal it if you like, because I might give her a different one.
I got a unique one.
What brand of tampons do you use?
Tampax.
Do you reserve the right to change that one at all?
Why?
Do you think there's any chance that... Well, I guess you're just taking a guess, right? How many major manufacturers
are there? It's like it's either... It's, all of them start with T, don't they?
What was the answer?
Tampax.
Tampax, okay. This is question number two, Jessica. This is kind of a weird one.
Oh, Mike? Excuse me.
Again, no dad.
Nobody's dad is up. This is why...
Absentee father.
This is why we are trying to streamline things. Uh-huh. Before, we would have asked all the questions in advance and wasted the time.
Well, you've asked three. I've got a good one there that I'll stand by. All right.
I ain't trying to jip
no,
you on
I know.
Time.
I just want to, I'm dying to get this question asked. I'm chomping at the bit.
Katie?
Yes?
Why don't you just, Rob, come on, be a step ahead. Please.
I don't have the number.
Here it is right here.
No, that's why I'm doing
I think
that.
We've concluded during this segment that dads are never home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you think your dad's going to be home, Katie?
It's his cell phone, so I hope
okay.
so.
Okay, all right,
city.
Good.
Mike, so you don't feel left out. I don't want to intentionally hurt your feelings. Please, what is your question for Katie's dad?
Katie, this is a different kind of question. Who is the male relative in your family that your father would have you, would that your father would not want you to marry?
My Uncle Ray.
Uncle Ray. Uncle Ray.
Went right to that.
Oh, you got him? All right, good. Then here's the first question that I would have for you, because Mike's would be go in the middle there, Uncle Ray.
Okay, you want me to put that in the middle, number two? All right.
Or we can start with that
Uncle
one.
Uncle Ray.
That's fine. When's the last time you had a nice BM?
Another guessing question.
He would probably say yesterday when I got home from work.
All right, so it's yesterday is the first one. And then Uncle Ray.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got another one for you about your family. If your dad had to have gay sex with a member of your family, who would he choose to have gay sex with?
Easy, my Uncle Jimmy.
So your father's most attracted to Uncle Jimmy.
Jimmy. And Uncle Ray is the one that he would most approve of you being
most
with.
Disapprove.
Yeah, he's a biker, but he's like a big puss, so.
Now, hold on a second.
Which one, Uncle Ray or Uncle Jimmy?
The father
Uncle
is
Ray.
Jimmy. Does he have a brother named Jimmy?
What, Rob?
The father is also named Jimmy.
Yeah, that doesn't mean. How do you have
my uncle is my mother's brother. Oh,
okay.
Ah, mother's brother.
Okay.
Very good. Okay.
All right, thank you. So the answers are?
The BM was yesterday at just after work.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The second question, a relative that your father would not want you to marry is Uncle Ray.
Right.
And gay sex with his
Uncle Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Right,
Jimmy. Okay, let's go.
That's Jimmy's in the family.
Yeah.
Here sounds like a Jimmy.
Here's your dad. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Don't cry, Daddy.
Hi there. This is Don and my best friend Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. How you guys doing?
We're doing very well. We're doing a radio show right now, and we have your lovely daughter, Katie. Katie on the line. Katie? Katie, can you hear your pops?
Hi.
Yes.
Pops, we're playing a nice game, a radio game with Katie.
Okay.
It's kind of like the match game.
Uh-huh.
What you got to do is answer three questions that she's already answered about herself. And if your answers match her answers, she wins a cornucopia of prizes and cash.
Okay. Cool.
Three very simple questions, and this is in honor of you, sir, because Father's Day was just this past weekend.
That's right, it was.
And she told us what a wonderful, devoted father you are.
Yes, lovely.
Here's the first question for you. When's the last time your daughter had a nice BM?
What was that again?
Oh, dear.
When's the last time your daughter had a nice BM?
Oh, God. It had been last Wednesday.
Hold on, Katie. You can't jump in while we're talking.
Do you know what BM means, sir? When's the last time she went number two?
Number two. When's the last time she went let's see. Last night.
I think we can accept that.
Yes. She said yesterday
just after
work.
That would be last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You've already won a $50 Tower gift card. For the latest movies and music, go to tower.com, Tower Records, Life Played Loud. Mike.
Now, Dad, this one's a little complicated, so pay attention. Who is the male relative in your family that you would most disapprove of your daughter marrying?
Male relative?
Male relative that you would not want to see your daughter married to.
Let's see. Hold on, give me a minute on this one.
You need a minute on this one to think?
I got a lot of nice male relatives.
You got a lot of nice. Who's the one you really wouldn't want to see her marry?
Daddy, please don't. Really, hey, Jimmy?
Brother.
Who?
Her brother.
What would he be to her? What would he call him? He's a...
What's his name?
What's his name?
Her stepson. My stepson.
What's his first Christ. Name?
No.
Yeah, Katie, does he have it or is he wrong?
No, he's thinking of my brother, not my uncle.
Katie said Uncle Ray.
Uncle Ray. That's what I was going
to
say.
Here's the third question. What color paint chips do you prefer to eat?
I can't understand you. What?
We know.
I know. Listen, here's the third and most important question. If you were forced to have gay sex with any member of your family, who would you choose to have gay sex with?
Uncle Ray.
Uncle Ray is wrong. She said it'd be Uncle Jimmy.
Uncle Ray is the one that she thought you would approve of her being
disapprove
with.
Of her being
disapprove.
With.
Disapprove.
Yeah, but unfortunately he wouldn't say Uncle Ray because, as we know now, he's attracted to him.
Well, actually, we have a very dysfunctional family.
Yeah. Sounds like it right. might be a little dysfunctional.
And, yeah, he picked my brother because my brother always likes my butt, which is really weird.
Well,
okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, I'll tell you what. Here we go. You won some prizes, but still for the $100, very quickly now, we'll just have to do this on the honesty plan. Katie, when's the last time you think your dad had a nice BM?
This morning.
This morning. Sir, when
Good.
Is it? Sir?
It was a great one.
We can accept that.
Right, give them
I believe they're telling the truth, actually.
Yes.
Both
yeah,
of
they
them.
Have to we'll be. Give her the $100 and we'll give her the Dunkin' Donuts and the deepdiscount.com. Great music for less at deepdiscount.com.
Katie, anything sweet you'd like to say to your dad now?
Entourage DVD.
I love you. I'll bring you something back from Ocean City.
I'm not sure what she said.
Me either. Bye-bye.
I'm not sure either.
Okay, yeah, bye. Exactly. Bye, Dad. Bye. Happy Father's Day.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye, Jimmy.
Have a nice BM.
Enjoy those chips. Oh, yes. Jimmy, get a shoe fly.
Okay, bye now. Sir?
Is Jimmy, are you gone?
No. Yeah, he's here. Why
you can hang up.
Hang up.
Hang up, Jimmy.
Hang up.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
You're done.
See ya.
Bye!
Katie, Jimmy, you're off the line now. Katie, Jimmy, your dad, Jimmy, any major head injuries at all during his life?
He's at Ocean City, so he's probably half loaded.
He's at Ocean City.
Is he still there?
He's
Jimmy?
No, he's gone.
He's gone. Okay. Well, he sounds like a wonderful dad.
Yes. Thank you. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, we got to get right to it. Okay. We'll have your news and comments coming up. Just give us two or three of your stories.
Okay, everybody's missiles are ready. AT&T's yes. not your friend. And right. a word or two about group sex.
Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.